one day a bishop went to a parish to do confirmations, and the kids were scared stiff that he was going to ask them a religious question in front of everyone. So during the confirmation ceremony, the bishop picked on one of the kids and said, "Stand up." And this boy stood up, and the bishop said to him, "Define for me the Blessed Trinity." And the kid said, "Three in one and one in three." And the bishop scratched his head and said, "I don't understand." And the kid said, "You're not supposed to, Bishop. It's a mystery." So today is the feast day of the Blessed Trinity. It is the greatest mystery of our faith. Peter Kreeft, one of the great writers, he's a modern-day C.S. Lewis, once said that the Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved, it's a mystery to enter into. The Blessed Trinity, the greatest mystery of our faith, is not something we could have figured out on our own. It had to be revealed to us by divine revelation. See, Vatican I said that you could come to know God through the light of natural reason. You could come to know that God exists by the light of natural reason. But to know that the Trinity, that God is one God with three divine persons, that's not something we could have figured out on our own. It had to be revealed to us through divine revelation, through sacred scripture and sacred tradition. So what does the church teach? What does the scripture teach about God? We know that God is one. God is one being, one essence, one nature, one substance. God is one. And yet, God has revealed to us that he is three persons. See, what is nature? What is a person? Nature answers the question what? Person answers the question who? So nature is what something is. A person is who someone is. So God has revealed himself that he is one God and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we say in the Creed, which we'll be reading in a few moments, we'll be professing our faith, that we believe in one God, and yet we believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So from all eternity, the Father begets the Son, right? And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. It's an amazing. The Trinity is an eternal family of love. The Father eternally begetting the Son. The Son eternally being begotten by the Father. And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is so divine, so eternal, it is the Holy Spirit. There was never a time when the Son did not exist. There was never a time when the Holy Spirit did not exist. But from all eternity, the Father begets the Son. From all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. One God, and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we know over the centuries, many saints have tried to explain this. Like if you're Irish, remember St. Patrick. He took the shamrock and he taught the people of Ireland. He used that as a little image of the Trinity. You have the one plant and yet the three leaves. It's three in one. In more recent times, I like Bishop Sheen's analogy. He uses the analogy of ice, water, and steam. Ice is H2O, steam is H2O, liquid water is H2O. They're all the same nature, they're all the same substance, they're all the same essence. Ice, water, and steam, and yet they are distinct. You can see the difference, you can tell the difference between ice, water, and steam, and yet they're one, and yet they are distinct. In that analogy, I always think of maybe God the Father as the ocean of water, Jesus as the ice, because he became tangible. The apostles got to touch him and feel him and have him in his presence. He became solid. He became incarnate. And then they sent the Holy Spirit as the steam bath, right, upon the apostles. And yet, it's all one God. And yet, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But sometimes the kids say, "Father, it doesn't make sense because 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. So there must be three gods." You say, "No, look at it this way. What is 1 × 1 × 1? Okay, look at it that way. 1 × 1 × 1 is still one. And yet, again, the Trinity is, again, an eternal family of love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you look at a human family, the love between the husband and wife is so intense, so strong, it begets a child. And that child is the love between the father and the mother. And that's merely a reflection of the eternal Trinity, that from all eternity, the Father begets the Son, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. And it's not something we could have figured out on our own. It had to be revealed to us through sacred scripture. Even in the Old Testament, you have hints of the Trinity. In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our own image." He didn't say images. God is one in our own image. But he says, "Let us make man in our own image." So again, the hint of the Trinity, three persons, one God. Then in the New Testament, it became more clear. At the Annunciation, the Blessed Mother was the first one ever to have the Trinity revealed to her. Because the angel Gabriel told her, the Holy Spirit will come upon her, the power of the Most High, which is the Father, would overshadow her, and the child to be born would be holy, the Son of God. So there you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son revealed in the New Testament to our Blessed Mother. At the baptism of the Lord, again, the Holy Trinity was made manifest. You have Jesus, the Son of God, coming up out of the water. The voice of God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descended in what looked like the appearance of a dove. The Transfiguration, another manifestation of the Trinity in the New Testament. Jesus on the holy mountain, God the Father spoke, said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then the cloud of God, the Holy Spirit, enveloped them. Again, the Trinity manifested in the New Testament. But in today's Gospel, the clearest description of the Trinity by Jesus himself. He told the apostles, "Go out into the whole world and baptize. Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." He didn't say names. It's the name, because it's singular, one God, but of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one God. Now, our Blessed Mother had a very unique relationship with each of the persons of the Trinity. Even though she was a human being, a human creature, God allowed her to become the mother of his only Son. So we call her the Mother of God, the Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So she is Mother of the Son, she is chosen Daughter of the Father, and she is the mystical and spiritual spouse of the Holy Spirit. So Our Lady is so unique because she alone is Mother of the Son, Daughter of the Father, and virginal spouse of the Holy Spirit. How do we apply this beautiful teaching to our life? Well, whenever we bless ourselves, we should be reminded of our belief in the Trinity, because we say, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God, three persons." We begin every Mass, we end every Mass with that beautiful prayer. During the Mass, look for all the Trinitarian themes. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy is the Father, Christ have mercy the Son, Lord have mercy the Holy Spirit. In the glory to God in the highest, that's a beautiful praise of the Blessed Trinity. In the Creed, which we'll be saying, the first part is the Father, the second is the Son, the third, the Holy Spirit. All throughout the Mass, we have this Trinitarian theme. In the Creed, the Gloria, in the Doxology, through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. All throughout the Mass, the theme of the Trinity. So what I'd recommend is that we try to, of course, love God more and more each day, and to try to come into a deeper relationship with each of the persons of the Blessed Trinity each day. To each day to pray to God, our loving Father, to Abba, to God, our loving Father, to develop that personal relationship with Jesus every day, and then to pray to the Holy Spirit each day, each of the persons of the Trinity we need to have an individual and personal relationship with. When we're baptized, we receive the indwelling of the Trinity within our soul. Anybody in the state of grace has the indwelling of the Trinity within their soul. If you're not in the state of grace, get thee to the confessional, as Shakespeare would say, right? go to confession, get back in the state of grace so you can have the Trinity dwelling in your soul, which you received in baptism, which is restored in confession, which is nurtured in Holy Communion. So again, we're so blessed as Christians to have this truth, this mystery of the Trinity revealed to us. So let's every day try to grow in our relationship with our one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.